In 1803, a man bought the territory of Louisiana for 42 cents an acre. That was the greatest deal ever. Until I made this one. Now you can get my jumbo breakfast platter for just $2.99. Take that, history. You get tasty scrambled eggs, 8 mini pancakes, a hash brown, and your choice of bacon or sausage. It's the greatest deal since the Louisiana Purchase. Sort of. The jumbo breakfast platter from Jack in the Box. Just $2.99 for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
You're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTO Radio, the comfort zone, always bringing real artists and, more importantly, real music back to their waves. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Nwambe. Thank you, my brother, for joining us yesterday. Family, be sure to purchase his new hit single, Unusual, available on Google Play, iTunes, and for those who like a little bit more adventurous side of life, you can always purchase it at Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, new EP, Lord Have Mercy, gifted vocalist, incredibly captivating looking lady. New EP, Songbird Sessions, the official release tomorrow. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful, it is my pleasure on behalf of the Zone and, of course, the Teddy Bear to welcome the incredible Robin Barnes. My queen, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm going to tell you something. I've listened to your EP over and over again, and your voice is more captivating and elegant with each listen. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you so much. I gave my heart into that one.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I'm going to tell you right off the top, one of my favorite, I'm a little biased, but my favorite song on the entire EP is Ruler of My Heart. I mean, you, my goodness. I must ask, and I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, as far as going into the studio, what was the vibe working on this project? And it seems as though the producers that you were working with were able to put or pull something else extra out of you, especially from a vocal standpoint.
You know, the vibe that I wanted for this album was a little bit different than most people. Like, I wanted it to be more intimate, and definitely having, instead of so much music, so much distraction, I wanted it to be really focusing on the vocals with an amazing backing, but still at the same time, neither overpowering each other. And I think that the reason why I was able to really pull out so much soul in that song was because this is a song I've known my whole life. You know how when you know a song and you're like, you know how to sing it, and then
right,
someone goes, okay, well, sing it with no music behind you supporting, and you're like, wait, what? So, it would be really, you know, I didn't want to let down Miss Irma or, you know, Mr. Allen, so I pretty much was just like, okay, well, my background's in church. I took that point of view as far as my background in jazz and church, but I really wanted it to feel like it was lifting people, you know?
Well, the feedback that I've been getting and just listening from, you know, from a spectator's point of view, the entire concept is very intimate. It's very, very intimate. Was that your intention, to bring the listeners in and give them a little bit more of who, the essence of who Robin Barnes is as a vocalist?
Absolutely. That that there's something to say when artists are able to be vulnerable to their fans, to their listeners. And that's one of the things that I really wanted to emphasize on this album, on this music, and also my voice. Some people don't even know who I am, and I wanted them to go, you know what, I don't know who this girl is, but I can hear her. I can hear her heart, and I can hear, sometimes you can hear me breathe, you know? But it's real, you know, it's real. I wanted it to be as close to a live performance that people take home as much as I possibly could, and that's something I think I was able to deliver with that intimacy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Mr. Pat on bass, I mean, he's... I say that affectionately, Mr. Pat. I mean, he was killing on a lot of the bass lines and chords of the different songs on the EP. He did a magnificent job, and I think a lot of people, novice, don't really truly understand or get the grasp on what it's like to be able to perform with live musicianship. I mean, with people who really know their I mean, it's definitely a beautiful thing. So how do you take it from the studio and add some more oomph to your live performances? Because people have high expectations when they listen to it, when they listen to a CD, but they want more of you in a live performance.
Honestly, I think it's that musicianship. It's picking those key players that are, for lack of a better phrase, are some killing cats on and off stage. I think right. I've been very fortunate with New Orleans. You know, growing up here, we're always on. You know what I mean? Like, we always have to deliver, whether we are in the studio, whether we are on stage. And I think trying to surround yourself with amazing musicians that do that on a daily basis, like the Herlin Riley, like the Shannon Powell, you know, these are, I was very fortunate that the way I wanted this to come across, the caliber of musicianship that I was able to have on the CD was almost like a dream come true. I mean, they fit the bill to the T. And they can turn it up. I mean, we all can definitely turn it up for the show, you know?
Absolutely. Well, it resonates through the entire project. For those who have not, quote, I don't want to use the term foolishly, but you know what? I will say that because this is my show. For those who foolishly have not had an opportunity to hear, as far as know who you are as an artist and listen to your very soothing and angelic voice, how would you describe Robin Barnes as an artist?
Well, you know, I'm always going to say born and raised New Orleanian. That's why I'm known as the New Orleans songbird. But as far as my sound, I think the best description I was told recently was, when I go low with my bellows and my deep, deep voice, it's such a resonating tone. You know, it's to a more electrifying, intense, higher tone where it comes into a higher register. It's almost like you never know what you're going to get with me. It's that deep of the Etta James, the Ella Fitzgerald, to the highs of the Sarah Vaughns and the Mariah Careys. You know, I love that I have a range that I'm able to implement in every song, even if it's not as dramatic, but it's still something that'll give you chills.
Well, you definitely did that with My Funny Valentine, and I find that rather apropos when you say going deep. And I said, wait a minute, where is this deep bellowing voice coming from? from My Valentine, because it's like the entire EP to me is like a jambalaya. You bring so many different ingredients from different concepts as far as music is concerned, because one minute you'll take a person this way, and then you'll come back with My Funny Valentine, and you just come from deep within your diaphragm and just bring it to life and take it to a completely different level. What made you choose that particular song, since it's been done so many times and considered to be a classic?
You know, I chose that song because that is it is a classic song, but it's a song that I feel like I've heard so many times. But a lot of people that I sometimes hear don't understand that heartbreak. You know, when I was younger, I never understood when I was singing sad songs. You know, the older legends of New Orleans, they would tell me, baby, you can't sing that song until you've experienced it. And I never understood it. I'm like, no, I'm singing it with my heart, you know? And then not until I had my own heart broken, that song resonated to me so much, because coming from a heartbreak to something beautiful of falling in love. That's what I feel that song represents. You know, you having that pain, that deepness inside of you, but then also opening yourself up to love, whether it's love that you expected or not. And I relate to that song in the last 2 years. I've always tried to pick songs in my life or write songs in my life that I feel I'm relating to because that's what's happening in my life or experiences. And I think that can transcend to my fans when they hear how I'm heartbreaking, how I'm affected by it. I feel like that I can't translate anything unless I've experienced it myself. That's why I choose songs that I feel I can best deliver because I've lived them.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to say this, and I know a lot of people may become offended, but that's okay. I personally feel that the large majority of the record industry looks at the record buying public as being gullible. They feel as though they can put somebody out there, smoke and whistles, no concept of what music really is, and the people will buy it as long as there is a beat. Now, I'm sounding a little bit old school and fuddy-duddy. That's okay. I'm cool with the skin I'm in. I'm all right with that. What I find so exceptional about you is that you're able to put all of your emotions on the line, as you say, naked. People want real. They want to be able to have, they want empathy. They want someone that they can be, that they're relatable to, or they can relate to going through pain, good, bad, whatever. And you did a phenomenal job on this entire EP. And I'm so extremely impressed for someone that looks like they're 15, 16 years old. And
if
I,
anybody asks, I am.
Yes, you are. I tell them I'm 21 all the time, Robin. It's all right. I'm always... But you did a masterful job. How long did it take you to become comfortable to, I guess, just expose so much of yourself to the listeners? Because a lot of times artists have a very difficult time to let people in and really give them a taste of who they are. Show that kind of transparency.
I've been singing 6 years old, and I always tell this story because it's the most important story in my life as far as connecting with the audience. When I was six, I was forced, I say this lovingly to my mother, forced to sing, Catholic, because it was Catholic and Baptist. That's how New Orleans music is here. But I had to sing Ave Maria, and I tell you, I was just singing my heart out, but people were crying. And you know, as a kid, you're like, oh no, like, what did I do? But that was my first lesson in real life that I was like, wait, if I sing from the heart, I can move people. And you know, I've sung songs where I've performing with my family my whole life. I've performed songs where I might have just learned the song. You know what I mean? And people get that. They feel that. They know when you don't feel wholeheartedly in a song. They know when you are feeling it. And usually you could be singing your heart out and, you know, making some wrong notes. But if you've given your all and you've given that part of you, people care. People relate. And that's why with this CD, it took me a little time to figure out how to translate that in the studio. And I didn't know how to in the beginning. You know, my last CD, I definitely had the bigger band. I had that power, that energy. And I felt like, looking back, I wasn't able to be vulnerable and Robin because I had so much backing behind me. And, you know, growing up in the music industry and knowing how I feel about live performances, that's why I tried to make this album almost emulate that. You know, show people the vulnerability. And if it had to be three people and me, it would have to happen. It's going to work out. Because everybody was like, you're not going to have a big band behind you? And I was like, nope. I'm going to be just me, my voice, and that's it. We're going to figure it out.
But you know what? That makes the project even more unique because you stripped it down. It was completely stripped down. And it, to me, vocally, it shows the essence of who you are as a vocal. Because a lot of times, like you said, we have so much going on. We got five horns. We got this and that, and percussionists and bass. And we lose the vocals. And with this particular new EP, Songbird Sessions, we get an opportunity to hear your angelic voice. And I mean, you did a wonderful job. So far be it from me, the teddy bear, to deprive the listeners of this fantastic EP. So we're going to get into it again. One of my favorite songs on the new EP, Ruler of My Heart, from the incredible Robin Barnes, here in the zone of L.O.T.O.
My soul, where can you be? How impatient me. My heart cries out, pain inside. Where can you be? How impatient me. When you're alone, the going gets rough. Come back. I had enough. Make me a queen, a happy again. Hear my cry, ease my pain.
Available tomorrow on Amazon, iTunes, and also on Spotify. You know, coming from a great history, a lineage of music in New Orleans, the Big Easy, from the Neville Brothers, from Dr. John, you name it. What kind of influence artists like that What kind of influence did they have on you growing up?
Oh, man. I mean, there's no way I could even fathom understanding how rhythm and blues and movement affects people, affects the music. I think that's one thing that I've always enjoyed from the Nevilles, even. It's that feeling. You know, if you ever listen to music from a New Orleans musician, you have to start moving, whether it's swing, whether it's bouncing, you know, and I think that's something that I think is a great challenge for any younger musician trying to make their way in New Orleans or trying to express their music to people from New Orleans or outside of New Orleans. It's that captivating that movement, that underlying rhythm, that beat that's always just there and making people feel something.
I remember several times that I've had the pleasure to go down to the Big Easy during Mardi Gras. You know, my friends will sit up and tease me, say, you know what, Teddy Bear, you're moving like Baloo the Bear when it go to Zydeco. I said, I'm all right with that.
Zydeco is pretty intense.
Yes, right.
Absolutely. Zydeco, I bounce. I just bounce away, you know.
It's definitely a beautiful bag. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear Does Forgive You will be joined by the incredible Robin Barnes as we get knee-deep in discussions about her new EP, Songbird Sessions. The only thing I was disappointed in, that the EP is so short. Why can't we have a 12, maybe 10 or 12 tracks on an album? We're getting a slice of cheesecake. What made you condense it just to these few tracks?
Well, I wanted to give people a kind of a feel of who I am before they're introduced into a complete songbird takeover, if you will. And with this EP, I wanted to kind of give my homage to my history and my culture and my tradition before I would try to release something that is going to be all my originals, all my tunes. You know, there's a better way. We always say in New Orleans, better way to give people a little bit of honey with some medicine versus trying to give them all the medicine.
I can definitely vibe with that. I gotta ask you, the way young lovers do, is that particular song, is that coming from past experiences? And if it is, what made you decide I'm going to share this with everyone?
Young lovers do, yes, it is from past experiences. Uh-oh.
Okay.
but, you know, it's one of those things where I think when people in relationships, you know, whether good or bad, I've always realized that there's always something about that relationship that gives you that memory, you know? It's something about that relationship that has you in it, has you kind of crazy, has you in love, has you think that this person is it for the rest of your life, despite signs of something else, you know? And to be able to express that falling in love, that remembering, like, you know, we used to be this way, we used to feel this way, you know, let's be back to the way young lovers do. I think that's kind of a mature take on relationships as we all look back into the relationships of our youth, how things could have been different, how things could have been better. Instead of analyzing the negativity, you know what? Let it be. You know, just think of the beautiful moments that you shared. Life should be about happiness and love versus, okay, that person cheated on me, or that person did this, or that person did that. And I think trying to communicate love with a little bit of sorrow is okay. And I think that's what I've tried to express, that love, but that love with some pain.
For you, was there any particular artist that you just really kind of gravitated to who had a particular song that you just really could relate to from an emotional standpoint? I mean, just brought you to an emotional epiphany, because I know for me, I have several artists, but is there anyone in particular that you can remember that did that for you?
I have a perfect one. This song literally has me crying all the time. It's not a jazz artist. It's actually Luther Vandross. And
okay.
It's the Dream, the Impossible Dream. I'm sure if you heard of it, you can understand.
Yes.
It is a song that kind of, it's uplifting, but it's a little sorrow. But it's so beautiful. And you hear it in his voice, that truth, that honesty. That's something that has always spoken volumes to me. Out of all the jazz standards, all the greats in this world, Luther Vandross, that one song, that song gets me till this day.
Well, you know what? You have a very seasoned soul. I won't say old. You have a very seasoned soul.
You can say old soul. I'm the baby of seven, so my dad says I'm his grandmother reincarnated. Oh. I look 15, so I can have an old soul, so it's all right.
What was it like growing up in such a large family?
I was not spoiled. I would put that to rest right now. That's the main question I get. People like, you, and I was the only girl, so I had six older brothers. And they're like, okay. you must have been spoiled. I'm like, nope. That's how I learned how to be very tenacious. And I am very, very stingy with my food to this day. There are no leftovers.
That makes two of us.
It was really cool, though. It was cool. My brothers actually, I'm so grateful for them because they're all musicians. And my father's a bass player, hence why I'm very, very, you know, I'm totally biased to bass players. My father was a bass player. All my siblings played either horns or drums, and it was a musical family. So my palette for music is such a large array, and it comes in my, you can hear it in my voice, or even more so how I deliver things, because I was put on the spot to be a musician from such a young age, and I was kind of almost in the shadow of my siblings, because if I'm doing a gig with them, they're going to put that pressure on me, and they're going to throw me in an audience that isn't going to be necessarily, you know, okay, well, she didn't do great on that song, you know, that's okay for her. Nope. I was always taught, this is music. You need to care about it. You need to try your best. And you need to know your stuff before you get on the stage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's a rarity because, you know, people have a tendency to take things for granted and they really don't take the time to hone their craft. At the end of the day, unfortunately, you have the music side, but you also have the business side. And you are definitely a brand, my love. As far as collectively, as your team, collectively, have you thought about as far as what would be the best way to brand you as far as your music is concerned? Because we already know that outside the United States, whether it's Europe, Sweden, Japan, Germany, they have a love affair with jazz. Have you kind of geared your music in that direction so you can possibly be doing some tours outside the United States?
I think the biggest challenge, yes, Europe. I, first of all, cannot wait to take over Europe with jazz. It's going to be amazing. But I think I owe it to the listeners and the fans of the U.S. to give them a little bit more than just what they think jazz is. That's being a younger person and telling people I love jazz, you know, they're kind of like, well, what's that? You know, is that tap dancing? Are you gonna boop bop bop bop? You know, scatting the whole way. You know, and I'm like, no, guys. I have a little bit of R&B flavor and soul, and they're like, oh, that's not jazz. And I'm like, no, that is. Like, they people don't realize so many elements of how, you know, church influence, jazz influence is influencing artists today. You know, we call them crossovers, and we call them crossovers just because we can't necessarily put them in a particular box. And I think with my brand and my sound, I don't want to be put in a box. You know, I have elements of everything, and I want to be able to have that crossover appeal, but stay true to the elements that inspire me in my music, which is jazz and R&B and soul. You know, I can't deny my soulful tones. You know, I can't, you know, say that I'm scatting all the time, but in the battle of it, I'm belling out and growling. You know, that's that church, that's the soul. So I embody so much, there's no way that I'm going to disappoint my fans by sticking to just one way of thought.
But what I like, no, I take that back. What I love, what you just said a minute ago, taking over Europe. And I love that because you have so much self-confidence in your ability. It's no hesitation, those I might, I think, I possibly, no, I'm going to take over Europe. And it comes across in your music. It comes across in your performance, and it's incredible. And remember, family, the new EP will be officially available tomorrow. So, hey, if you can afford to spend $200 on a pair of tennis shoes, you know that you can afford to go online and get this fantastic EP. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Robin's official website at robinbarnesmusic.com. Also on Twitter at Robin M. Barnes. Instagram, the same handle. And on Facebook.com/Robin Barnes Music. And on Saturday, the record release party, that's August 27th, is going to be at Peaches Records. That's at 4318 4318 Magazine Street. That's in the Big Easy in New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115. That's going to be from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. You know what? I think the teddy bear needs to take a road trip and head down to the Big Easy.
Hey!
Yes, Lord.
That's what I'm talking about.
and
you better hurry up, Teddy. I'm going to be taking over soon.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy. That's what I want. Hey, so it is written, so it shall be done. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And we're going to close it again. Another favorite song on here from the new EP, of course, Songbird Sessions, My Funny Valentine, the incredible Robin Barnes, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Figure less than green.
Grand Mercy, the incredible Robin Barnes here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new EP, Songbird Sessions, will be officially available tomorrow. So make sure you purchase it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and also on Spotify. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Robin's official website. That's at robinbarnesmusic.com. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let me know. And I was just speaking to my program director. I said, yeah, I'm heading down to the Big Easy this weekend. I have to see this young lady work her magic at this record release party. I will definitely be down there. And again, I am so proud of you and so thoroughly impressed with you. And also your voice is simply, simply impressive and elegant. Kudos to you, my
love. Thank you so much, Teddy. This has been such a blessing just being able to chat with you for a little while. And I thoroughly thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure, my queen. I will see you on Saturday, my love.
See you Saturday.
All right. The incredible Robin Barnes here in the zone of LOTO Radio. For those, again, didn't hear, I'm going to repeat it again. Got to do so. She's going to have her record release party. That's Saturday, this coming Saturday, August 27th at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be at Peaches Record. Peaches, you know, like the fruit, Lord have mercy. Peaches Records at 4318 Magazine Street. That's in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115. Again, the new EP, Songbird Sessions, available tomorrow. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get lost in some more of Robin Barnes from our new EP, Songbird Sessions, with The Way Young Lovers Do, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Stroll through fields all wet with rain, and back along the lane again in the sunshine. Oh, sweet summertime, the way that young lovers do. Thank you.